Okay, so we're holding Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, four lines down from the top. We're in the middle of explaining. Yesterday, the Mar wanted to align the Machlekes Tanayim in our sugya by a Bechar animal that had some issue with blood pressure, and they needed to alleviate the blood, to let some blood, do some bloodletting in order to save the Bechar. So we had three Machlekes in the Mishnah, four Machlekes in the Braisa, as to what one is allowed to do to the Bechar. We know this is to make a mum in the Bechar. And therefore, in this case, what is one allowed to the Bechar? And the Gemara brought three or four shitas. The Rambam wanted to align those shitas with a three machlekes by truma. By truma, that's a suffix, if it became tameh or not. So the Gemara brings three shitas, different opinions of what one is or is not allowed to do. Actually, I think it's actually four shitas. What are you allowed to do without truma? Do you specifically expose it to become in the tame indirectly? Do you specifically cover it? Do you do nothing? We had different sheets. We wanted to align the sheets by truma, suffix truma to meya, with our sheets by mamum. So the Mar first deflects in svara that you can't compare. By truma, there's this possibility that Eliyahu will clarify whether it really became tame or not. Whereas over here, there's the fact that the animal is lemaisa about to die. The animal's going to die if you don't tend to it. So that's one svara to make a distinction in that direction. And in the other direction, there's a svara that by mum, by Bechar, you're inflicting the mum biyadayim. Whereas by Tuma and Chuma, at the very most, you're letting it be exposed in a way that it'll become Tame by itself. You're not actually directly making the Tuma. That's a Svara that would go the other way. And the Mara essentially uses that to deflect all of the connections between Tanaim here and the Tanaim there. Then the Mara says that besides for that, the Machlaikis in these dinim is really based on Pesukim. So the Mara first brought Machlaikis based on Pesukim, Legabe, whether there's a multiple surim for making a mincha and chametz, and then about whether there's an iser for castrating an animal twice. And then there are both the machlekes Ramea and the Rabbanan by mum, whether there's an iser to put a mum in an existing baal mum. We're considering the animal that needs to let blood, and if not, he's going to die, that it's considered already a baal mum. And Ramea says, even so, Ramea holds, kumum leabai, you're not allowed to put an additional mum into existing baal mum. And the Rabbanan argued, the Rabbanan said, no, you can't put a baal mum, make a baal mum out of an animal that doesn't have a mum yet. But once it already has a mum, you could put a mum into the animal. And that, so essentially, the machlekes is based on psukim. Once the machlekes is based on psukim, you cannot correlate it at all to the machlekes in truma, which is based on separate psukim. You can't make it a logical argument that it's the same shita by mum as by truma, because it's based on psukim. So we're up to Lamed Aleph again, the fourth line, where we're discussing the psukim by truma. Is based on psukim as well. The Marvidim Mashmuel, V'chein Amar Shlakish, V'chein Amar Nachman Amar Bavua, V'ani Hinni Hinei Nesati Lecha Es Mishmeres Truma Isai. The pasuk says by truma, I'm giving you the Mishmeres Truma Isai. There's a mitzvah to protect truma, but the word Truma Isai, says the Gemara, the way it's written is with the yud at the end would sound like Truma Si, singular. The way it's pronounced is Trumais, Truma Isai, which is plural. Says the Gemara, we read it as if it's plural. The pasuk talks about two trumas, achas truma taira, v'achas truma tluya. The pasuk is telling me there's a chiv to watch truma taira, and there's also a chiv to watch truma that's mesupik, that's suffik, whether it's tar or not. That's the case we're discussing in our sugya. Truma that mesupik, if it's tar or not, you have to watch that as well. V'yam rachmana, avale shimer. In both cases, it says the lashon of mishmeres trumas, they make a shimer for it. So that's Rabbi Elazar shita, that you have to protect the safek truma. So if it was exposed, cover it. Rabbi Yeshua holds trumas iksiv. You read it the way it was written, and that's singular. And what does that mean? Truma, that's mamish tar, that you got to protect. Once it's safek tameh, you no longer have to protect it. And therefore, on the contrary, even if it was covered or in a protected area, you're allowed to expose it or move it into an unprotected area. Okay, says the Gemara, your explanation of the Machlekes Pachum is, again, based on the Psukim, is totally in the fact that Rabbi Lezer holds you go based on the pronunciation, whereas Rabbi Akiva Rishu goes based on the way it's written. Says the Gemara, the member of Lezer, Sabiation, the Mikra, does Lezer go based on pronunciation? For a minute, we have a stira with his opinion in a different din. Bevigdei ba. The Pasuk says that he has no power to sell her. Bevigdei ba. This is talking about when a father sells his daughter as an amavriya. So the halacha is the master is allowed to take her as a wife. He's allowed to take her as a wife, right? If he does yid, marries her, or a son could take her as a wife. And if she subsequently gets divorced, the halacha is, well, We're going to see the machlekes right now. But the father can no longer sell her again b'vig deba. That's the pasuk. The question is, what does it mean the father can't sell her again b'vig deba? There's two ways to read it. You can read it b'vig deba to mean when the beged was spread over her, meaning when the master or her son married the amma, when she's married, even if she gets divorced, the amma becomes free. Once she's married, she gets divorced, she's free. She goes back to her father's house. She's still young. She's still young. Age-wise, she could be sold as an amma, but since she's already been married, she can't be sold. And that's the position of b'vig deba. Once the beggar was spread, the halacha is the father can't sell her, because why? Ein avdus achar ishus. I should say ein shifchus. Ein shifchus achar ishus. Once she's married, she can't be sold again. That would be one way to read the pasuk. The other way to read the pasuk would be b'vig deba, when he, so to speak, betrayed her. He sold her once. Once he sold her once, he can't sell her again. According to that version, once he sold her once, even if she is free while she's still of age to be sold again, he cannot sell her again, because ain't shifchus achar shifchus. Once he sold, once he gets sold again. It really depends how you read the word bevigdai. Are you reading it that there's no shifchus after ishus, or no shifchus after shifchus? Rabbi Eliezer, whose opinion is in Agamar, was saying yesh in the mikra. We should have to take that same opinion over there. Let's see the more inside. Bevigdai, but the pasuk says bevigdai ba. He has no power to sell her. Bevigdai ba kibush pishtel sell her. Since he spread, this is talking about the master spread a talus over her, married her, the father no longer has right to sell her. That's Rabbi Akiva who pronounces the word. He goes based on the way it's pronounced. Bevigdai. Bevigdai means with the beged. Simple. Rabbi Leza Aymer says, don't go based on how it's pronounced. Go based on how it's written. Kivin shabagad ba shuvin resh lemaychra. Once he was bagad, meaning once the father sold her, he no longer can sell her again. Rabbi Leza is arguing on the yesh in the mikra, going on based on pronunciation, and he specifically going based on the way it's written. Not like what we say by truma, where he goes based on the pronunciation, truma say plural. Right, switch it. Over here, here's the argument. Rabbi Shua Savar, Haroya Lecha Shmar, Vashem Roya Lecha Leitishmar. Rabbi Lezer, Hanami Roya Lecha, Roya Hi, Shema Yav Eliya Via Tirena. The Gemara says, you're right, switch it, say a little different. Say that Rabbi Shua holds that the Torah is telling you to watch my trumas means truma that's fit for you, you have to watch. Truma that's suffic if it's Tara Tame, and you know, there's no way for you to resolve whether it's Tara Tame, there's no chiv to watch because it's not fit for you. The Pasuk's chiv to watch Truma was only Truma that's fit for you. And Rabbi Lezer argues and says, yeah, he agrees conceptually, it's got to be fit. He said, but this is called fit. Why? Since one day Elio may come, maybe you're going to be Smigdash, hopefully Elio will come today, Elio may come and let you know that it's Tar, that's still called fit. It's fit until you know for sure it's no longer absolutely no longer fit. So according to this, the machlokes has nothing to do with yesh in the mikdash and service. It's a machlokes what's called fit. They both agree you only have to watch that which is fit. They're just a machlokes what's called fit. Okay. So we said in the Mishnah that the Chachamim said that in the Mishnah Rabbanan said you can make a mum in an animal that's going to die if you don't let some blood, but you got to do it in a way where in a part of the body which won't make a mum. So I didn't say that right. You can let blood from an animal. You can let blood from an animal that's going to die if you don't let blood, but you can't do it in a way which inflicts a mum. And Shimon argues and says, you have to be very busy about making sure not to inflict a mum, because it's a dover, she'ena misgavel. She'ena misgavel. And dover, she'ena misgavel is mutter. Amar b'dam Shmuel. And we said, therefore, according to Shimon, you can even shech the animal based on that mum. Because it wasn't your intent to make a mum, it was just your intent to let blood. You don't have to be worried thinking about not making a mum. That's not a problem. Amar b'dam Shmuel. We just spoke out, by the way, that it can't be a psychoratia. Even Shimon agrees, it can't be that what the act you're doing is for sure going to make a mum. If it was for sure going to make a mum, then already maybe you wouldn't be able to shech the animal based on that. It was just ain't a miskav, and that's good enough according to Shimon. I'm Rabbi Dam Shmuel, halacha of Shimon, that what? Halacha is like of Shimon, that dover shein a miskavin is mutter. Says the Gemara, Maskav Nech Beitzak, hi Rabbi Shimon. Which of Shimon is he saying halacha of Shimon? I mean, there's Shimon in the Mishnah who says it's okay, let blood on the animal even if it ends up making a mum. And then there's Shimon in the Bryce that says that you're allowed to let blood, and even if a mum comes about through letting blood, you're allowed to go shech the animal. The Brisa elaborates more that you can actually go and shech the animal based on the mum that you yourself inflicted. So when Rabbi Yudam Shmuel says, Lach Zakim Shimon, was he going on the Mishnah's din or on the Brisa's din that you even allowed a shech based on that mum? Says the Gemara, Elam Bishman the Messiah's din, if you tell me that he's coming to say Lach Zakim Shimon of the Mishnah, that's Tam, that you let him inflict the not the mum, you're allowed to let blood because Davar Shem is Gavin at Hashtul Hashminan. Davar Shem is Gavin Mutter. Is this the first place where Yehuda Mishul is teaching us that we pass the Kib Shimon? That Davar Shem is Gavin Mutter. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav. Rav Chiya Ashi is any Rav. There's a Chazor. If it sounds familiar, it's because we just had it recently. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav Halach Rabbi Yehuda. He says the Chumel Chazor Rabbi Yehuda. The Davar Shem is Gavin is Aser. Rav Chanan Barashi Yom Shmuel, Rav Chanan Barashi Yom Shmuel, Halach Rav Shimon. He halach Rav Shimon, that what? That Rav Shimon's Gavr's Mutter. And Rav Chiyah Ba'Avin, Maslab Le'Gavri. He takes out the Gavr's in the name of Rav, in the name of Shmuel. He takes out the Rav Chiyah and Rav Chanan, and he just says straight up, Rav Amar Lach Rav Yehuda. Rav says, Maslab Le'Gavri, that Rav Shimon's Gavr is Aser. That's why we had a few battles because Rav, the man was discussing Rav Sheet of Dov Hashem's Gav is Aser, who Shmuel Amar Lach Rav Shimon, and Shmuel himself says Halach is like Rav Shimon, and Dov Hashem's Gav is Mutter. The point is that we already have clearly a psak earlier that according to that Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon, that Dov Hashem's Gav is Mutter. So why are we getting another psak here on our Mishnah that Dov Hashem's Gav is Mutter if that's the point? El Rav Shimon the Brisa, Mar says you're right. The chiddush of Yeros, they're going to Rav Shimon the Brisa. Meaning, not only is the mutter to let blood, which may or may not inflict a wound, you can let blood in order because even if it inflicts the wound, it's Rav Shimon's Gavin. In the Brisa, Rav Shimon added, and if it did inflict the wound, you can shech the animal based on that wound, that self-inflicted wound. You can shech the animal based on that wound. That's a bigger chiddush, and we're subscribing to that chiddush Rav Shimon as well. Rav Shisha Breid of Idi Masa Behaya, Rav Shisha Breid Taka learns Befeirish, black and white, in that statement. Amar Vidna Shmuel, Halach Rav Shimon, Dibraisa. He Taka had, the memory was, not Stam Halach Rav Shimon of Dov Hashem's Gav is Mutter, which would be a Shita that we already know from elsewhere in Shas. The Halach Rav Shimon of the Braisa in our Sugya, who says that not only is it okay to make the cut, to let the blood, it's okay that if it ultimately led to a wound, you can shecht based on that wound, like Rav Shimon says in the Braisa, and that indeed is a chiddush. Zok the Mishnah. Hatzar, we know again, it's usur to make a mum in a bechar. This is be matam bechar. What happens if it was done? How do we go about dealing with animal post facto? Hatzar yom azav bechar, one who made a mum in the ear of a bechar. He made a mum. He punctured it. He made a mum, some sort of mum in the ear of the bechar. He didn't inflict it himself. Now it's post facto. He was not allowed to do that. Hareis alayish chidolamis. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Says he could never shech this animal. He's knast. He could never shech this animal. I mean, the chiddush is, of course, the mum that he inflicted will not allow him to shech the animal. Even Rabbi Shimon, who allowed it in the last price, we just passed Rabbi Shimon, was in a case where you were allowed to let blood. You were not intending to make a mum. A mum happens. That's no different than any other mum. You're allowed to do what you did and let the mum. Okay, as a mum, now you can shech it. But if someone who inflicts a mum on his own, everyone agrees you cannot shech based on that mum. That seems to be universal. Rav Elazar's chiddush is, you can't shech the lamas. You know what that means? What if it gets a different mum? Remember, the fact that one says mum, you can't shech based on the mum because you inflicted it, would be what we call in Hebrew, a gzera. In English. It would be a gzera. A gzera darbanan. You inflicted the mum, you can't benefit from the mum you inflicted, right? That's a gzera. Yet Rav Elazar is taking the gzera so far and saying, even if it gets another mum, an alternative mum that you did not inflict, so now, without the mum that you inflicted, it would be mutter anyway, we still do not allow you to eat it. You've messed up. A person who puts a mum, inflicts the mum, has assured the animal on himself forever, according to the Blazer. No. If it develops another mum, you can shecht on it. Meaning, you're right that the mum that the person self-inflicted, which was assur, will not be mat to the bukhar for him to shecht. But if a different mum comes, so then you're not relying on that first mum, then it's okay. That's the Rabbanan Shita. Okay. To ask the Gemara, does Rav Elazar knas so right that he says it's usher forever? This is talking about by Negayim. Halach is one is not allowed to cut off a nega. Now, when he cut off a nega, one is not allowed to cut off a nega. When he cuts off a nega, he opens himself up to a real problem. Why? Because besides for the issue of cutting it off, now you don't know. The way you can come to her from a nega is by judging it. It's growth, it's not growth. You go through a process. Over here, there's no nega to be able to judge the process. Says the Or Mishai, it's a paris. One who has a paris, he has a white spot on his body, which is a sign of taras. Top of Lamdalam Beis. Vinikatsa, and he went. Vinikatsa means it got cut off. It got cut off. Tar. So if it got cut off by itself, he's tar. Why is that? Because the pasuk says, sorry? Correct. So what? The pasuk says, Kol yamai asher nega ba yitame. The pasuk says, all the days the nega is there, he's tame. And therefore, like Benji says, once it's not there, he's tar. In this case, he didn't do it on purpose. If somebody got cut off, he's okay. Cuts a miskavin. But what if he was miskavin, he cut it off? What's the lach over there? So besides for being over this, he was over this of cutting off the bears. That's for sure. Question is, okay, he's over this, but maybe say, so long as the neg is there, he's tamei. Now that's not there, he's tar. He's over this, or he's tar. No. Rabbi Elazar Eimer, the chashiyah, le neg acher. We wait until another nega develops. Yitar emenu. When another egg develops, it becomes tamei from the first one. Chacham say no until the nega spreads across his entire body. So we have machlekes what his remedy is. Rabbi says wait till a new nega develops and then he's tamei from the first one. And the Gemara is going to discuss what does that mean. Wait till it develops and he's tar right away from the first one. Meaning by having a second nega develop, that means the first one is really irrelevant. It's gone. And he's tar for that one, and now you judge the second one. Or it means you wait till it develops and it becomes tar from the second one as well. Okay, but the point is, according to Belazar, you wait till the next one develops and you become tar. According to Rabbanon, you have to wait till the nega spreads across the entire body. The only way for him to become tar is when the nega, there's halacha that when a nega spreads across a person's whole body, he's tar. So the person who cut off his first nega, even when the second one develops, will not become tar, only if the second one spreads across the whole body, so that would have made him tar regardless, because nega across the whole body, ironically enough, is tar. That's his only eitzah. So what do you see before we go any further? You already see that, let me read the next line. Until it spreads across his body, or until the original beharis becomes smaller than a gris. Now, obviously, it's been cut off, so it can't. The chara means to say is, maybe he cut off part of it and he left half of it, and we have to have that proration, whatever he left would show that it's smaller than a gris, or maybe it's just a fancy way of saying that there's no way to fix him. The point is, the Rabban and our blazer seem to be almost flipping shitas. Rabbi Elazar by us held, there's no eitzah once you put the mum in the bechar, there's no other way to salvage the bechar. Here he's saying, wait till another bechar comes and he could be salvaged. And the Rabbanon are being more strict in how to salvage the person after he cut off his beharis. They're being more strict, whereas by the Rabbanon in the Mishnah by Bamum just says, wait till you get another mum, and that's fine. They seem to be flipping sheets. Gemara first focuses on the steer in Rabbi Elazar, and then comes back to the steer in the Rabbanon. Says the Gemara, the answer is you know, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi based on Tavayo, ki kanas Rabbi Elazar b'maynai begufay lekanas. When is Rabbi Elazar kanas in his mamain? When it comes to his mamain of his behem of his bechar, which is a monetary thing. So over there he kanas and says he cannot have it ilamis. Once he put a mum, he can't. It's also taken back ilamis. In his guf, he's not kanas. In the gufay, he doesn't kanas him forever. And the Gemara explains why. Not simply because you think because mamain is less than guf. B'maynai ikle meimer da'asi lemevad. By mamain, we're scared he's going to come and do it in order to be able to shech the animal out of the base. Maybe that she's going to inflict the mum on purpose. We're more scared of him inflicting mum on purpose. And therefore, in order to disincentivize the producer thing, if it happens that he makes the mum, we make it that's us forever. By the goof, we're not scared that he's going to come be over the isser because it's a very big risk. Remember, by Harris, we're saying even if when he cuts it off, he's tummy. Until another beharis develops, that's completely out of his control. By behemah, what's his risk? His risk is if he puts a mum and he gets caught. Okay, so behemah is also not going to be mad to the behemah of him. So he's not so incentivized. If he puts a mum in the behemah and he's caught, and you hold that we know he certainly can't rely on that mum. So what are we going to cross him? We're going to say it's not mutter tea right now. But if we let it become mutter when he gets another mum, the animal, he's back to the way he was in the first place. What would have been if he didn't put a mum himself? When would it be mutter? When he gets that mum. So by him putting a natural mum in the animal, all he's doing is, all he has is upside. And he's over a lot, obviously, but he only has his upside. If he doesn't get caught, he can eat it now. And if he does get caught, what does he have to do? Wait for a mum? That's where he was in the first place. He's right there, just waiting for the same mum. So by Mamainai, we cross and say that what? That we need an incentive or a disincentive to be putting in a mum. Therefore, it's us, if you put a mum in, Asalaylam is no turning back. Even if it gets in its own mum, an actual mum, too late. You won't be able to eat it. By cutting off the Baharis, he's not in the clear. He's right when he cuts the Baharis, if he gets caught, if he doesn't get caught, if he cuts off before anyone knows about it, Mela. But if he cuts it off and no one knows about it, and people know about it already, they find out, then he's stuck because the only way to become mutter again is if he gets another Baharis, which he knows is not up to him, it's Minas Shemayim, and therefore there's less of a concern. Shabbat Lezer over there is not as worried. Once he's not as worried, Yaivrin is for cutting it off, but he's Mater. Once he gets out of the Baharis, he says it becomes Mutter, because we're not so concerned. We don't need to protect as much for a person from doing such a thing. He's not going to do it. Amar Rava. So Rava says, very nice answer for Belezer. To Belezer, Belezer, Kasha. To Abana, Abana, Lake Kasha. So Rabbi Belezer, by us, held that once you inflicted a mum, it's us forever. Even if the new mum comes, you can't salvage it. Whereas by Beharis, once you cut off the Beharis, it could be salvaged the new Beharis. So we had a steer Rabbi Belezer, and we explained the differences. Beharis, we're less concerned than by mum, because Beharis is more at stake. More risk is more risky on his part. And by mum, there was no risk until he made that Gezerah. But the Rabban also flipped. The Rabban and Mishnah held that when you make a mum, if afterwards it gets its own a separate mum, it makes a mutter, the kula by mammon. And by beharis, they're machmir. What happened to the student Rabbanan? Ella says Rava, the Rebbe Lezer, indeed it's not shver, kiddush shininan. With your teretz was good for Blazer, and Rabban Nami Lekash, Rabban is also not Akash on the Rabban. Why? Hachab Maida Ovid Kansua, Hachab Maida Ovid Kansua. Because the way it works is, in whatever he did, that's where the Knas is. And the Mark explains. But my Echav in the Mishri, my Bukhar, what did he do? What do you have in mind? He had a mighty Mata the Bukhar, Bahai Mumma, with this Mum. Bahai Mumma Kansu Rabbanan, the Rabbanan Knasim with this Mum, the Bahai Mumma Lelishulay, that with this Mum, It'll never become mutter. So we treat the Bukhar as if no mum exists. And here by Harris as well, we knas him with what he did. So we always knas him in his action. By mum, we say the mum that he made doesn't exist. We just ignore it. And by Harris, we say the same thing. By the avik kansu, we knas him in the action that he did. He had a mind to make himself tar by cutting this off. The rabbanon say that no. That we view it as if it wasn't cut off. And therefore, when another Baharis comes, it won't help him because we're still viewing the first one as if it's there. Basically, we just negate his action. We look at his action if it wasn't done. The ramifications of that are taka much more chamer by Baharis than by mum. Because by mum, if you look at it as if it wasn't done, where are you left with? You taka back where you started. He had an animal that didn't have a mum. He inflicted a mum. We ignore the mum. And therefore, what are you left with? You're left with an animal that's as if it has no mum. If it gets a new mum, it becomes mutter. Whereas by Baharis, we look at it, the Baharis was there. He cut it off. We look at it as if it wasn't cut off, but he's got a problem now because he's got a Baharis that we can't see that in our mind still exists. So having another Baharis is not going to help him because he still has the first Baharis that still exists. The only Eitzah therefore would be is if it spreads, let's say, across his whole body, where then it covers the original Baharis. That's the only Eitzah, but it's not because of being more machmer by Baharis than by Balmum. The ramifications of ignoring his actions has a bigger ramification by Baharis than it does by Balmum. Just speaking fast.
Yeah, but before we said it was unintentional when it was excised, here we're saying he did it on purpose.
No, we've been comparing. Our Mishnah was talking about a case of Balmum on purpose, and we've been comparing it to a case of Baharis that was done on purpose. Remember, the first line in the Braisa, if you go back and read it correctly, first line of the Braisa was, if it got cut off by mistake, then we said it's okay, because, as the passage that Benji was referring to, that the negative, only it's only a negative when it's on you. If he cut it off on purpose, is what we've been discussing and saying it's us. So they're exactly the same case. We cut it off on purpose, or you inflicted the moment on purpose. Boy, Rav Papa. Yitter Tanan, oy vi yitter Tanan. In the Mishnah, where Blazer says, when another Saras develops, so the guy cut off the first Saras, and then he gets another Saras, and he's tar. So does it mean he's tar right away, or vi yitter? Meaning, we spoke at the Shaila when we read the memory from Blazer. Does he have to become tar from the second Baharis to be tar from the first Baharis? Or the second Baharis comes about, the first Baharis he's now putter from, he's tar? And we're only worried about the second Baharis. Obvious question is, what on earth is the difference? If the second Baharis makes him tummy anyway, he's got to wait till he starts the second Baharis regardless. So what's the difference? Again, Lamed Shaila. We're saying, according to Blazer, if he cuts off a Baharis, he can only become purified by getting a second Baharis. That's the only way to, that's the way to make him tar for the first Baharis. But the question is, when he gets the second Baharis, does that make him tar for the first Baharis? Or when he becomes tar from the second Baharis, that's what makes him tar for both the second and the first. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is in a case where the second Baharis developed in a time, sorry?
If it's smaller.
No, that wouldn't be called a Baharis. Oh. It's got to be a Baharis of Tumah. Good point, Mel. It's got to be a Baharis of Tumah. So once it's a Baharis of Tumah, what's the difference? The difference is there are times of the year, the Mordechai is speaking right now, that when a person gets a Baharis, we know it's there, but we don't judge it. Yamtiv. Chasen, Shev Brachas. The halacha is it's only Tamei when the Kohen declares a Tamei. He will wait to declare a Tamei, right? V'ra'a Kohen, we darshan the pasuk, the Kohen should see the whole environment, see the matziv, and it's Marmite Kat, and it's elsewhere. And so the Kohen will not render a Tamei till after Yom Tov, till after Shev Brachas. In that case, he has the second Baharis. If that's enough, it's purified him from the first. He's not yet Tamei from the second because the Kohen's going to hold up on the Pesach. So if you hold, that's enough. He'll be in the clear. If you hold that the only way to clear the first Baharis that he cut off is by having a second Baharis and becoming tar from the second Baharis, this dispensation of not declaring him Tameh during Sheva Brachas or on Yom Tov will not help him because the Maaseh, he already is still Tameh. Let's read this line. Bayer Papa Yitar Tanan, Oy Vitar Tanan, Lamai Nafkamina, Lechas Shinur Bernega, Chas Nasiz Nega, Tanan, Chas Shinur Bernega, nice like Mishavayami, give him the full 7 days. Loyus Alisa Lechususa, whether it's him personally, whether it's his garments, you let him have 7 days, Vichim Bernega, Simim Bernega, nice like you give him all the days of Yom Tov to remain tar. If you say that you read the Lashon is Yitar. If you say that the din was when you get the second nega, it's Yitar, automatically becomes Tar. You don't have to wait for the second nega to become Tar. So Mekamaisa Tarle. He now becomes Tar from the first one because he developed the second nega. And the Basraisa, not Yulei Shavi Yimei Mishta. And for the second one, you'll still wait to clear him Tameh till after the 7 days of the Chasana, or till after the Amtiv. So it's very good. He's in the clear. But if you read, understand in the Mishnah of Yitatanan, that it meant that he gets a second nega and becomes tar from that second nega, and only that saves him from the first one. You need the tar of the second nega to purify him from the first one as well. Then saif, kilemetam la basraisa. It's very nice that we have dispensation for a chasan or for yamtiv to wait till afterwards to declare a tame, but it doesn't make a difference. He still has the tumma from the original nega, and that doesn't fall off until he gets a tahara from the second nega. So saif, kilemetam la basraisa, hametam la v'kayv mekamaisa. Even if he did not become declared tame from the second one, he still has the tumma remaining from the first one. Maya, what's the lacha? Says the Gemara, take, the Gemara leaves that as a shayla. So let the Ravaita, I forgot that we have 2 extra minutes on Tuesday. Baimine, Rav Yirmiya, Merab Zera, Tsarim Aizim Bebuchar Umes. If a person makes a mum in the ear of his Bechar, and then the father dies, so the shayla is, do we pass on the knas to the child? Mahu Liknas, the son inherits the animal, does he inherit the knas too? Mahu Liknas Benachrav, is the son penalized after the father as well? That he cannot eat from the Bechar, or no, he inherited a Bechar with a mum, and he didn't inflict the mum, he's not the one that inflicted the mum, and therefore he's able to eat it. Says the Gemara, Imtim Tzleimer. Meicher Avdei V'Chavim. The Lechaz is also to sell Evetai V'Chavim because he no longer could do mitzvahs properly. So Meicher Avdei V'Chavim Meis. Halachaz, let me say even more than that. Halachaz, if one sells it as Evet to the Goyim, he has to buy him back even for 10 times the value. Very good, Larry. Even for 10 times the value, he's got to buy him back. So, says the Gemara, Imtim Tzleimer. Avdei V'Chavim Meis. Kansim Ben Achrav. We do cast the son, and he's required to redeem the slave from the whoever the father sold it to. Afterwards, if you say that you do cast the son, well, maybe over there, I'll tell you, the chol yom v'yayma mafkei mitzvahs. Over there, maybe it's because every day, there's an ongoing issue that the Eved is not being able to perform mitzvahs. So maybe over there, we can ask the son in the father's place and say, he has to redeem also 10 times the value. But over here by Bechar, the Avera was done. The father did the Avera. The father can't benefit from the Avera that he did. But now that the son has a Bechar that has a mum, maybe the son could benefit. It's a one that was. It's not an ongoing Avera. Maybe they were not makbid. Or not. If someone was mechaven, the halacha is allowed to do on Yom Tov only a davar avid. What if he set up a situation where he knew it was going to come out on Yom Tov on purpose, and now it's davar avid, he's got to do it. So halacha is we cross him. So kivim lachtai b'mayan umeis, like katz b'nachrav, we cross the father, but we don't cross the son. Says the Gemara, if you say that by Mayad you don't cross the son, I'll tell you over there the other way. Because the Mayad, the father didn't do an Isser. He set himself up in a way where he was going to have a heter to be do malacha on Chalamayin. He never did it. He died before it happened. So over there, we don't cross the son. But over here, so don't use that as a proof that over here, that we're not going to cross the son, because on the contrary, Hachamai, over here will be the din, l'didei katzir abanan, the father, he made the mum, the Rabbanan crossed him. Valesi, he's not around. We're crossing his money, and the money's still around. And in this case, the father did do an action. It's not like the case of Chalamayin, and maybe would cross the son. So we have different barometers to go based on what would be the halacha over here. We're going to leave you in suspense, and we'll pick it up tomorrow.